27-21 to the Packers in overtime. Monday morning update with Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, 8-time Ohio Sports Writer of the Year, graduate Benedictine, 8-time Writer of the Year, brought to you by Universal Windows Direct this morning. Good morning, Terry.
Hello, Mr. Wells.
Now, Snipes and I were not necessarily arguing, but I said at least it was an entertaining game yesterday. I mean, I didn't think about them winning at all. I mean, overtime, it kind of extended my Sunday. I got an extra 10 minutes on the elliptical. I mean, it was entertaining.
Yeah, it was. Let's put it this way, at least we were able to follow it. But, man, oh, man, didn't you just get that sense of doom when it got to 21-14?
Oh, yeah. You just knew.
Terry, that punt return is where I just felt it then. When they had that, I thought they were in position. But that punt return, that changed everything in my mind.
Well, you are allowed to stop them and at least force them kick a field goal. That's permitted in the rules.
Yeah, yeah. And that's
a couple times like that, seriously, where, and I know that the defense was not put in the greatest position a few times. It's like you are allowed to stop them.
Yeah, you are. And you look at it. Again, it's just they find ways to lose. That's why you're winless, you know? And what else can you say, Terry, you know?
Actually, I have to admit, I had a hard time writing this one, too, because of that. It's like, probably of all the losses the last 2 years, then you start out with stuff like this. This was, like, perhaps the worst. And that's not a whole lot of fun to write either. You know, Brett Hundley is their version of Deshaun Kizer heading into this game. He had 8 interceptions, only 5 touchdowns. He had lost 2 fumbles. And, you know, in 6 starts, he had 10 turnovers. And this guy goes out and he throws 3 touchdowns. He doesn't make any turnovers. And, you know, and Deshaun for about 3 quarters looked really good. And then he turned into Deshaun Kizer.
As Terry Pluto wrote this morning, Mike Snyder, Josh Gordon, superb catch for a touchdown. Duke looked like a playmaker. At the end,
yeah,
though, as Coach said in the press conference, he almost sounds like a broken record
yeah
anymore about making plays.
Same thing.
Right?
It, yeah, it is. It's
same thing.
And you know, I think, Terry, when you look at it, though, there's a franchise that's been used to winning.
Yep.
They did the things, and even though, and they were, you know, the Browns were banged up, but boy, Green Bay was really hit with injuries in their secondary, but they just stayed with it. They made the plays to win the game. That's the difference.
Exactly. And they also knew that, hey, if we could win this game, then we get Rodgers back. In other words, when you are playing for something besides the fact I don't want to lose every single game, when you're actually playing for some hope of the playoffs or whatever, it does create that sense of we could just get back in the game, we could win. And if all you do is lose, when they get back in the game, we're going to lose. That's exactly the two mindsets. And that's when, you know, he was asked about being psychological. He said, I don't know. Well, I know. That's what it was.
John Dorsey is sitting next to Jimmy Haslam through the entire game.
He's got, I like that one, John.
John, welcome aboard, and good luck. We look at Kizer. He has shown us some things that he can play in this league. But, Terry, you just seem to wonder. We talk so often about, well, he showed us some things. But it always seems like we always come back to, well, he made this play or he did that. It seems like that's a recurring theme.
It is. And basically, it's a quarterback that's not ready to play every week in the NFL. Now, maybe in a year or two, he will be. One of the advantages Hundley had, I believe this was his third year in the league. In the first 2 years, he hardly played at all, and he studied with McCarthy and Rodgers. And you know, it's not only playing for a better team, but just simply having better training. I like Kizer as a guy for the roster. Because if nothing else next year, you at some point, if you had to put him in the game, you're putting a guy in the game that's now played some, he's got some physical ability,
right?
That kind of stuff. And that doesn't hurt to have guys like that because, you know, actually what we haven't had this year, we haven't had the annual quarterback injury.
No, and I agree. And if you look at it, all the quarterbacks we talk about with other teams involved with the Browns, or they could have. Watson's done for the year in Houston.
Right.
Looks like Wentz is done.
Mm-hmm.
McCown went down yesterday. So, yeah, you need more than one. You do.
All right, we got to go. Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Trip from Hooley House, Westlake with Cribs in the 5 o'clock hour today on News Radio WTAM 1100. Best team coverage of the Browns. Thanks, Terry.
Take care, guys.